Hi, my name is Jennifer Hancock. I am the founder of Humanist Learning Systems and the author of several books. And today I want to talk about ethics based on verifiable consequences. It isn't enough to want to do good. In order to do good, you have to actually do something. And deciding what to do is not always easy because your actions have consequences, which is why you're supposed to think before you act, so that you can choose your actions wisely, so that you can actually do good instead of just thinking about doing good and hoping that you do good. Humanism bases what is good and what is bad on verifiable consequences. We're not concerned about what some deity said was good. We don't hold our values absolute. We're looking at what the outcome of our actions is. And our actions either help people or they hurt people. And if they help people, then our action was good. If they hurt people, then our action was bad. Intent has nothing to do with it. Intent is about how we make decisions. But the good or bad is based not on intent, but on outcome. And we either help or we hurt. And we can have the best intentions in the world and still do bad. So it's very important that we spend some time thinking about how it is we decide how we are going to act. Your actions have consequences. My actions have consequences. All our actions have consequences. To be a moral good person, you have to understand this and accept it. Even inaction has consequences. So not acting at all, it may be the right thing to do, but it may be the wrong thing to do. You can't get out of this responsibility. You can pretend you don't have this responsibility. You can pretend your actions don't have consequences. But that's not going to lead to good results for you or for your community. The smart people accept that our actions have consequences, and we take care to make sure that our actions have good consequences, or that we maximize the good and we minimize the harm. And again, this comes back to intent versus impact. No one sets out and says, today I'm going to hurt myself and others. No one does. Even psychopaths don't start their day thinking, how many people can I hurt today? No one thinks like that. If you are thinking that someone else's bad behavior are because they want to do bad things, you are mistaken. Most people want to do good things, but they don't think through the consequences, and they end up doing something that hurts people while trying to do good. People make this mistake all the time. They think if my intent is good, my actions will automatically create good outcomes. And we see this in political debate all the time. And you try to have a conversation about consequences. What will be the likely outcome of whatever this is you are proposing? And people have a really hard time grasping the possibility that their good intentions could lead to suffering. And as a humanist, our ethics are based on verifiable consequences. So we're less concerned with our intent. We know our intent is good. We're working intentionally to create good outcomes, but we are more concerned with what the impact is, which is why our decision-making involves critical thinking so much. When you read a humanist magazine or an article, 9 times out of 10, we're talking about critical thinking skills. Why? Because we are concerned with the impact, not with the intent. The intent matters, but not as much as the impact does. I will take an incompetent fool accidentally doing good over someone who wants to do good but ends up causing harm any day of the week, because I'm more concerned the impact matters. Absolutely matters. And that's where humanist ethics are grounded, is what is the impact? We define good by the outcomes of our actions, not by the intent of the actions. We need both good intent, but more than good intent, we need good outcomes to make sure that we do the most good and the least harm. We use critical thinking to ensure that the decisions that we make and the actions that we take will do the most harm, most good and the least harm. So if you want to learn more about decision making and how to do this in a way that will help you plan for your success and the success of others, I have a course called Planning for Personal Success. It's about an hour and a half long. And I talk about decision making and critical thinking and how to apply that to common decisions you make throughout your day and throughout your life. See you online.